Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building early jump-up drum pattern foundations in Ableton Live, beginner-friendly, super reusable, and it's going to get you away from random loops and into a clean drum skeleton you can drop into basically any jump-up or rolling DNB idea. The vibe we're aiming for is simple, loud, and groove-forward, tight kick and snare, hats that push, and just a few ghost notes that make it roll, not 100 percussion layers. Just the right hits, in the right places, hitting hard. Alright, open Ableton. Step 0, Project Setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for drum and bass. Anywhere 172 to 176 is common, but 174 will feel instantly familiar. Set global quantization to 1 bar so when you launch or duplicate clips, things stay locked and you're not fighting timing. Now create a new MIDI track and name it Drums Jump Up Foundation. I like naming early because it keeps your session clean when the project grows. Step 1. Build a clean drum rack with core sounds first. Drop an empty drum rack onto that MIDI track. Now load your main samples. Don't overthink it. Pattern first, sample swapping later. For your kick, choose something short and punchy. In DNB, especially jump up, the sub weight is usually the bass's job, so you want the kick to be a strong transient with a controlled low end, not a massive boomy 808 tail. For the snare, go loud and confident. You want body around roughly 180 to 250 Hz, and a nice crack in the 2 to 6 Kz area. If the snare isn't dominant, the whole drop can feel weak, even if everything else is correct. Then grab a tight closed hat. Short, clean, no long fizzy tail. Optionally, add a short open hat for offbeat callouts, and maybe a ride or shaker if you want extra push later. But remember, we're building foundations. Minimal, intentional. Step 2. Program the two-step backbone. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Open it up, and set your grid to 1/16. Here's the classic anchor placement. Snare goes on beat 2 and beat 4. If you're thinking in 16th note steps, that's step 5 and step 13. Now the kick. Put a kick on beat 1, which is step 1. Then add the second kick that gives it that forward drive. A really safe, classic starting point is step 11. That's the end of 3. So your kick is on step 1 and step 11. So right now your foundation is kick on steps 1 and 11. Snare on steps 5 and 13. Loop that and listen. Even with no hats, it should already feel like DNB. If it doesn't, usually it's not the pattern, it's that the kick is too long, or the snare is too small, or both. Quick coach note, think in anchors and movement. Anchors are kick and main snare. They never lie. Keep them rigid. Movement is hats, ghost notes, little details. That's where you allow looseness and groove. Step 3. Hats that actually roll, without overcomplicating. Closed hats are the engine. Start with 1/8 notes. On a 1/16 grid, that means hats on steps 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15. Now, the big beginner mistake is leaving hat velocity all the same. That instantly makes it robotic. So do this. Accent the offbeats a bit more. Those are steps 3, 7, 11, and 15. Bring those up so they feel like they're pushing the groove forward. As a rough starting point, accents around 85 to 105, and the quieter ones around 45 to 75. You can tweak by ear, but you want a clear difference. In Ableton, a fast way is to select the hat notes and shape velocities as a group. Make it feel like a pulse, not a machine gun. And a quick note, you might be tempted to jump to 1/16 hats immediately. You can, but only if your hat sample is super short and clean. Otherwise, you'll just create a wash that fights your snare crack. Step 4. Ghost snares for that rolling push. This is where it starts sounding real. Use the same snare for now, or a slightly lighter snare layer if you have one. Place a ghost note 1/16 before the main snare on beat 2. That's step 4. Then place another ghost 1/16 after that snare. That's step 6. Optionally, add one before the beat 4 snare as well. Step 12. Now set the velocities low. Really low. Think 15 to 35. Your main snare should beat up around 105 to 127. When you hit play, you should feel motion around the snare without it sounding like extra main hits. If you can clearly hear the ghosts as snare hits, they're too loud. They should feel more than they sound. Step 5. Add a tiny bit of swing, but keep it jump up. Early jump up is generally pretty straight. That's part of the aggression. But a touch of shuffle can give life. Option is groove pool. Grab something like swing 16-55, then apply it lightly. Timing around 10 to 20%. Keep random very low, like 0 to 5%. Velocity influence can be close to zero at first. Option B is manual, and honestly, I love this for beginners. Don't swing the snare anchors. Keep the main snares locked. If anything, nudge hats a tiny bit later by a few milliseconds. That can reduce harshness and increase roll. And here's an overlooked Ableton trick. Track delay. If your snare feels like it's arriving a hair late, instead of dragging MIDI notes, you can set the snare chain slightly earlier with negative track delay, like -5 to -15 milliseconds. That makes the snare feel more in your face. For hats, you can go the other way, +5 to +20 milliseconds to relax them slightly behind the snare. Step 6. Build an early jump up drum bus chain with stock devices. This goes on the drum rack track, so it's processing the kit as a whole. First, EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to kill rumble. If the drums feel boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 450 Hz, maybe 1 to 3 dB medium Q. If it's dull, add a tiny shelf around 8 to 10 kHz, like 1 to 2 dB. Tiny. Don't turn it into a hiss fest. Next, glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1. You're aiming for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is glue, not demolition. Try soft clip if it helps you get level without harsh overs. Then drum bus. Add a bit of drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Go slowly. Drum bus gets intense fast. Crunch at 0 to 10%, just to taste. Boom should be used carefully in D&B because your bass owns the sub. If your kick needs a touch of weight, keep boom subtle. Tune it around 50 to 80 Hz. Adjust damp so the top stays cleaned. Optionally, add saturator after that. Analog clip mode. 1 to 4 dB of drive, soft clip on. This is just for density and attitude. If your transients start disappearing, back it off. Teacher rule here, get the groove working before heavy processing. If the pattern doesn't feel good dry, processing won't save it. It'll just make a bad groove louder. Step 7. Turn the 1-bar loop into a usable 16-bar section. Because 1-bar loops are fine until they aren't. The ear wants tiny changes. Here's a simple structure that works. Bars 1 to 4. Kick and snare only. Maybe a very light hat if you want, but the idea is a bare, tough intro to the groove. Bars 5 to 8. Bring in the full hats and ghost snares. Bars 9 to 12. Add an open hat on an offbeat, but keep it short and not every beat. You can also add one small percussion hit every 2 bars. Just one. Don't start stacking loops. Bars 13 to 16. Add a mini fill at the end. A great beginner fill is a short snare run in the last half bar, 1/60 notes, ramping up velocity, so it feels like a lift. Or do a simple DJ-friendly move. Drop the kick for a moment, like remove the kick on bar 16 beat 1, so the snare leads and the next section hits harder. In Ableton, duplicate your 1-bar clip across 16 bars, then create variations by duplicating the clip first. That way you always keep a bass loop safe. Now let's talk variation, without losing the identity. A great rule, every 2 bars, change one thing. Not the whole pattern, one thing. A hat skip, a slightly different ghost velocity. Maybe remove a hat right before a snare so the snare feels bigger. Try this classic trick. Remove the hat on step 4, just before the snare on beat 2. Do it in bar 2 and bar 6. That space frames the snare and creates bounce without adding anything. Another nice variation. An open hat call out once every 2 bars. Try a short open hat on step 7, the end of 2, or step 15, the end of 4. If you do it constantly, it becomes a wash, but once in a while it's hype. And if you want a controlled mini build every 8 bars, do a ghost snare ladder at the end of the bar. Steps 14, 15, and 16 with velocities like 18, then 24, then 32. Subtle. It should feel like a little lift into the repeat. Quick cohesion tip. Get your snare in the same room as the hats. If hats feel pasted on, add a tiny shared room reverb. Small size, short decay, dark filtering. Send a little from hats and ghosts, and barely any from the main snare. The goal is together, not wet. Another important pro tip. Mono discipline. Keep the punch centered. You can put utility on the drum bus and set bass mono somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. That helps prevent low mid smear later when you start widening things or adding reverb. Common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. If your snare isn't dominant, fix that early. Either pick a better snare, layer carefully, or adjust levels. Jump up lives and dies by the snare confidence. Don't add too many elements too early. If you can't make kick, snare, hats, and ghosts groove. Extra percussion won't help. Don't ignore velocity. Flat hats are robotic. Ghost notes without contrast just sound messy. Don't overswing. Too much groove turns it into broken beat instead of that DNB drive. And don't overprocess the drum bus. If glue, drum bus, and saturator are all slamming, you'll end up with crunchy, small drums that feel tired. Mini practice exercise. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Build the 1-bar foundation with kick on steps 1 and 11, snare on steps 5 and 13, and hats on 1/8 notes. Add ghost snares on steps 4, 6, and 12 at very low velocity. Duplicate it out to 8 bars. Make 2 variations. In bar 4, remove the kick on step 11. In bar 8, add a mini snare fill in the last 2 beats. Add a simple drum bus chain. EQ 8 into glue compressor into drum bus. Then export an 8-bar loop and listen on headphones and speakers. Notice what disappears. If your groove vanishes when the hats are quiet, you need a stronger kick and snare relationship. Final homework challenge: if you want to level up fast, make a full 16-bar jump-up drum section with 3 clips. Clip A is foundation only. Kick, snare, basic hats. Clip B adds ghosts and 1 hat skip pattern. Clip C adds controlled fills on bar 8 and bar 16, like that ghost ladder or a short snare run. Then do a loudness reality check. Put a limiter on the drum bus, ceiling at minus 1 dB. Push gain until it limits a few dB, then back off slightly. If it collapses immediately, you probably have too much low mid or your samples are too long. Tighten envelopes, clean with EQ. And here's the commitment move: resample your drums to audio for 16 bars. Then listen specifically to the transitions from bar 8 into 9 and bar 16 back into bar 1. Do they pull you forward? That's the difference between a loop and a phrase. To wrap up, early jump-up drums are anchors plus movement. Snare on 2 and 4, kick choices that push forward, hats with velocity for energy, and quiet ghosts for roll. Keep it mostly straight, and only a touch of swing if needed. Use Ableton stock tools to enhance punch and blue, not to destroy your transients, and arrange into 8 to 16 bars with tiny, controlled changes so it feels like a real drop foundation. If you tell me what kick and snare you picked, I can suggest exact layering ideas and quick EQ moves to make them hit more like a specific early jump-up era.